So from all the interviews that we've done, we could notice how there's a trend going on, you know. It all basically starts when you're young. Racial discrimination could happen at a very young age, and I think that's when it's mostly important to start educating other people about it, how we need to have an equal mindset about other people regardless of gender or race. What do you think, Isaiah?
I think the same way, and from all the interviews that we've done, they all have something in common with each other, that they've all been racially discriminated for how they look at a very young age. Yeah.
Like in Gabino's case, it was 14 years, even though it didn't start when he was young. I mean, 14 years is a really long time. But like in Young's case, it started when he was young. And I think out of all of this, we can clearly understand that we need to start educating the younger generation about racial discrimination so it doesn't happen in the future in workplaces. Thank you so much. I feel like a lot of people think that racial discrimination in the workplace can happen in the streets or in local restaurants, but here we have a pharmacist named Amari who she's going to tell us her experience. Let's go check it out.
She worked in which you saw someone that you work with be racially discriminated here.
I would say that, like, sometimes, like, what I've seen is that people think that you don't know what you're talking about just because you're not of a certain race or, like, you don't speak English, like, very well. Mm-hmm. I've seen that before. So I think they kind of question. I think that's discrimination in a way because, like, you, what's that called? Like, people underestimate your capabilities due to where you're from or how you're perceived racially or how you sound, how you look.
Yep. And so, like, how did it affect you and, like, anybody else that worked here?
I think that that's kind of, I mean, obviously it's, like, discouraging, but at the same time, I think when it comes to racial discrimination, that's when you start to realize that you have to be more racially inclusive with other people as an individual when you see discrimination and stuff like that. That's how I view it anyways.
Yeah. And how do you think the youth can get rid of racial discrimination or fix it? Or do you think it's possible for the youth or the next coming generation?
I think that it's possible. I think where it starts is, like, from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I think that, like, if youth, as far as, like, people, like, our age and stuff like that, or, like, high school, whatever, if we can create programs or something to instill, like, more racial inclusiveness and less discrimination at a younger age, because people already start, or kids try not to be, obviously they're not purposely trying to discriminate. Mm-hmm. It's just that because of, like, social standards and everything like that, they inevitably, like, they think that this is the way to think because of how society, like, puts those pressures on them. Mm-hmm. So I think just, like, creating more, like, programs or including more diversity in, like, from a young age. Like,